That's a deep swallow. Did you hear that go?
Yeah. No, because what happened was I was like, did he break his ring finger? What the fuck wrong with your shit?
I broke my fingers playing football, bro. Real nigga shit.
You got the 4-point stance.
Yeah, you don't know how it go. You was over there holding the side markers.
Oh, no. I actually played.
You changing downs.
I think he's the only one who didn't play
in the table. Nah, Marion said he was a wide receiver.
Where are you? Why do I just feel like you trying to be funny?
I can see that.
Catching balls. Yeah.
Just receiving. I'm going to go long.
Hey, y'all.
Y'all so zesty.
This is spicy. Welcome back, bro.
Feels good to be back.
The listeners probably ain't gonna be like, who the fuck is, they gonna be like, who the fuck is that? Yeah.
Feels good to be back, man. Had to take a little
hiatus. We thought you went overseas again.
I could have went another week without seeing this. Nah, bullshit, bro. I miss you, bro.
I miss y'all too, man.
Yeah, you had a whole birthday party and they didn't invite me, you hoe ass nigga.
Nigga, you had COVID.
You was in quarantine.
This nigga Justin texted me, I wish you were here.
Justin told me, if that nigga pull up, I said, if that nigga pull up, I'm calling the sheriff.
Nah, I'm with you. I'm going to be on the line.
But tell me why this nigga Justin got 3 cartons. Of hand sanitizer, like
crates.
Let me explain.
They all hold 12.
Yeah.
So gallons. I just feel like you mix it with your shampoo and all kinds of stuff.
Nigga, I just got it today.
That nigga bathing that motherfucker. Yeah,
bathing eight. But now, my job, I guess they had like a surplus of them, so they let us order a lot of time, like shit, might as well take free hand sanitizer.
The area manager probably said, make sure y'all get Justin 3 boxes.
Now, they made us order them individually. They don't give a fuck about me. And fuck that area manager. I saw her on Tinder.
I bet his name Dustin.
Yeah.
You saw her on Tinder?
Yeah.
You swipe right.
Yeah, just to see what was up. Just to see what was up. Of course, we ain't matched.
Like, yeah, Diane ain't fooling with you.
Yeah, the whole time, like, I was like, I might can get away with it because the bitch ain't never seen me without a mask on.
You should have super liked her.
I ain't think about that. But I ain't been on Tinder in a while. Yeah. This is a while.
I think that would have kind of got a little creepy.
Yeah, super like is kind of creepy, yeah. You ever super like something? Back in your
I don't even know
days?
What that is.
Me neither.
So, like,
now nobody know what it is.
Yeah, okay. That's why. So on Tinder,
Tinder was before my time, bro.
So you can swipe right or swipe left, but there's also a little blue button in the middle, like super like.
Mm-hmm.
On the free version, like if you have like premium and shit, like you get multiple ones, but like on the free version, you get like one every like few days.
Okay.
And some people accidentally do it, and you just like you might super like this, and then next thing you know, you got hard eyes in your inbox, and you don't want to be like,
yeah. Accident.
But you just follow through with it every time, huh?
Dope.
See, and the
bird don't give a fuck what kind of bread it is. Whole wheat, honey wheat, white.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they eat it all. Keto bread. Yeah.
Keto
bread. Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't gonna say what I'm gonna say.
Hey, so.
Is it still?
Yeah, it's still Pride Month.
Longest month of the year, ain't it?
Facts.
No, not just because of that. I'm just saying, like, black chill. I'm not saying it because of that. I'm just saying.
I'm back.
He said because he's tired of the
party. I don't care in the sense of golf.
I did tell somebody I had absolutely no interest in golf.
No.
Okay, learn about it.
Niggas already said I'm only getting 8%.
How you gonna do that?
Yeah.
So he's just gonna get us canceled.
Go for the golf
though.
Yeah,
you told
somebody
you ain't like golf today?
Yeah. Hey, nigga asked me if I ever played golf. I said, I look at it the same. Never mind. I just told him I wasn't interested, don't care to learn about it.
Right.
Went to Topgolf for the other day. I don't like it.
It's because your shoulder's short.
And plus, I got a baseball swing, and it's hard to adjust.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah, that's, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Boy, fuck you.
Yeah, That's what you say every time we go top golfing.
I know you about to say it every time. Like, he said top. I'm like, yo, you a freak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Y'all primed up. Amazon Prime Day. Okay?
Y'all, I wanted a jacket before y'all got here, but it was jumping my house like at 7 o'clock. I said, God damn. That's what I can't get no private time.
Yeah, that's the hand sanitizer.
Right. He ain't had me burning. All right,
let
me
get down in the so did you at like, the same time.
I feel like a box truck had to drop them off because.
Bro, I got here. I think they did because the way it was stacked at the door, it was a box truck. Bro.
It was one of them deliveries where it could come between 9 a.m. and 9 p.m. You couldn't even leave this motherfucker. You had to wait to sign for that dude.
Man, I wish they would. You think I'd wait for some free shit? Yeah. Fuck no. Hell no. Fuck that hand sanitizer.
Justin said, let me get 300 boxes.
You about to sell them.
Now, because what was supposed to happen is it was supposed to be, like, it wasn't supposed to be 4 boxes of hand sanitizer. It was supposed to be 2 boxes of like masks too, and they I guess they just said we ain't got it. Here's all this hand sanitizer.
Yeah, COVID over.
I ain't gotta wear a mask no more. Supposedly,
you don't wear it no more.
So today was like my first day. I didn't have to, but I still wore it.
Yeah,
I don't trust them motherfuckers.
I still wear mine when I go to stores and stuff.
Yeah, out of respect, and then two, I just don't trust people.
Yeah. So listen,
motherfucker, cough too much.
The beehive. Was on Trick Daddy's ass.
Hey, slip and slide. Take it to the house.
Boy, I heard they gave his restaurant like a 2 rating.
No, it went from a 5 to a 2.6 in a day. You know how hard, that is?
Google should do something about that, man. They should remove
it. But did you see the comments? The comments are funny. They would be like, you know, like, it would say shit like,
the chicken would dry.
It was like the chicken was dry, and I was like, oh, maybe if you had a little honey, like, you know, and then have like a big, like they would be real petty. Or they were like, they were like, oh, the food was bad, but the lemonade was great. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they slick, bitches.
There's some niggas in there. I'm sure.
Yeah, like, you've been on the wrong side of a beehive.
That shit's funny.
Where that dude at?
What dude?
You know what dude. The dude that was that came at Chad. The one about
bro, it was a lot of people. It was a
she can't stay out of Facebook jail though.
Anyways.
I've been unfollowing her. The bitch was annoying.
Lord have mercy.
We're going to go viral off her.
You ain't got to call her that.
Because she had like she could just make shit go viral. Like, you not popping like that. You don't even have
a podcast beef.
Man, oh well. Like, my thing is like, bro, like you can still add friends on Facebook. You don't have a following.
Yeah.
I can't even add friends on Facebook. Like, shut up.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway,
why you rolling your eyes like that?
He's sassy.
Scotty Pippen.
Yeah, muy caliente.
Yeah, but now I hate the beehive though. Like that is what my problem is.
That is cancel culture.
Yeah, like
the definition of it.
All Bruh said was he had an opinion.
Yeah,
he said I don't think Beyonce can sing that great.
Shoot, we give our opinions up here every week.
And I don't think she can sing that great either. I think she's Jesus. I'm just saying, I think she is the best female entertainer we've ever seen. I'm just being honest.
Yeah.
It's like she's on a tier with it's her, Michael Jackson, Prince, Chris Brown, like
The best women ever. Chris Drake. Brown and Drake. Yeah. And people
out of all of us, only MJ was around to see Tina Turner. So
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's everything?
And you look like Harriet Tubman.
Yeah.
I tell you that. I'm still
celebrating
Juneteenth, man.
Yeah, I see. That boy walked in with a Brillo pad on his shit. I said, God damn. Sorry, Sponge.
But speaking of which, man, how was y'all Juneteenth?
I was in Charlotte and they just walked past me. I don't know. I think they didn't know what I was.
I was in Florida and I don't even think they even recognized it, to be honest.
Yeah, surprised me. I was in Texas.
I had fun, though, but
you know what I mean? Where they really celebrate Juneteenth.
I bet your day was relatively interesting.
Now, like I said, it's a group, like a group of black people around, and I'm like, here you go, brother. Just get me. Here you go, brother. Like, I'm like, oh, they probably think, yeah. I'm like, okay, I get it.
No, I'm just probably, saying your day was probably real interesting.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Yeah. Why you say that?
I'm surprised you didn't get stoned.
Yeah. Tell them to keep on with that. Yeah.
Joke is on. Yeah.
Rubber dub dub.
Well, that furniture gonna get some furniture gonna get some rearranged, man. That damn section of finna be in the kitchen, man. Keep on.
How?
It's gonna be tough.
You see my motherfucking apartment, dude.
So look, I'm gonna be real. I'm cool with us having a federal holiday. It being recognized as a national holiday now. We get the day off, cool. But to me, it's almost like a slap in the face, or almost kind of like them saying, hey, all right, let's distract, you know, the black community a little bit. We gave them a national holiday for Juneteenth, even though we still ain't did shit for them, like the George Floyd Act, the voting suppression act.
I'm, you know, still waiting for my reparations, 40 acres, which I know.
What is
same bitch.
which I know that shit ain't never coming.
You the only one that look like an ass. Still. Yeah.
Speaking of which,
now I'm gonna say you die thick.
You weird. You weird.
What is it with y'all?
You a strange.
I said Pillsbury dope boy. Hear me. What?
But right, go ahead, please.
But yeah,
now like, I get what you're saying. So it's like,
it's
here.
Yeah, it's like, it's almost like it's a token. Like,
you know. I'm sorry. Goddamn Pelosi was in that bitch singing Lift Every Voice and Say. With a piece of Kente cloth around her shit. I said, go on, bitch.
Yes, bitch. Now, NFE, like, when I was like, oh, okay. You know what I mean?
Well,
I'll
take the day off.
Who's gonna argue about having a day off? But at the same time, kind of like, all right, y'all got the black, like, for one, I feel like, you know, Biden won based on the fact that he got a black female vice president. You know what I'm saying? He solidified the black vote with doing that.
And the female vote.
And the female vote.
MJ, what is Juneteenth? Educate me.
Why you ask him?
Yeah, I don't know. No, I'm joking. That's the freedom of the slaves.
I'm sorry, bro.
Yesterday we were free.
Yeah. Okay. Freedom in quotation mark.
So essentially, it's our Independence Day.
And it really wasn't all slaves, it was mainly Texas.
Yeah.
Texas had never got the message that, hey, you know, in 1863, the Emancipation Proclamation was signed and all of that. Mm-hmm. Texas never got that message. So,
Mississippi.
They really didn't
get it.
So, like, there's rumors out there, you know, saying that the messenger who was supposed to go relay the message was killed upon his travel there. And also rumors saying that, you know, they didn't tell the slaves because they wanted two more years of cropping out of the slaves and everything. So, nobody really knows because nobody was alive during that time, but, you know, that's pretty much what I got from it.
Yeah. So, when you said freedom in quotation marks, so when I went and got my tags today, you know, you get three different choices. You get first in flight, first in freedom, or some shit like that, and God with trust. I went and got in God with trust. I told the lady, I said, we ain't free yet.
Yeah.
And she looked at me like,
hey. Was she black or white?
No, she was old black lady.
First in flight. First of play cool.
Nah, fuck the Wright brothers. They ain't did shit with me.
No, they pioneers, man. Cheers. They my boys. I'm a big homie.
They ain't Wright brother.
Orville.
They ain't the Wright brother.
I'ma name one of my sons Orville.
Yeah, because you like
popcorn. Red Baca.
You like popcorn.
Fuck.
Orville. Yeah, what was the other one named? Kyle?
Wilbur.
Oh, Clue.
Why?
I'm an airplane nigga, man.
You think Charlotte let
that
go down?
Nah.
I'm an airplane nigga,
definitely
man.
Definitely be a Devontae or something like that.
Jalen.
Jalen.
So Juneteenth, man, it was one of them things where I'm like, okay, cool. I took it with a grain of salt. I feel the same way you did. It was just them trying to.
No disrespect, no offense. I didn't need them to make it a federal holiday.
No, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That ain't doing. That ain't really doing shit.
And I had to make February a federal holiday.
I'd be happy.
And I
told the whole month, all 28 or 29 days.
Hey, look,
they already gave us the shortest month.
I had already took leave, so it ain't bothering me nothing. Like the only thing y'all did was make me have to go back and redo my fucking time card.
How do y'all approve PTO? Because you just
he be out.
I'm telling you,
you gotta go to Hawaii for work.
Yeah, that's a job.
I'm gonna be over there working.
You know, let's be honest. Like, do they really need him that much at work? Let's be honest. Like,
if the military was supposed to decrease budget, you
he gone.
I need a detail.
I think you could work from home. Is what I'm saying.
Nah,
I forgot you gotta get the luggage off the plane. I really still don't know what the fuck you.
What do you do?
Go ahead and tell
him. He told us one episode, but he didn't really give us a good explanation.
Yeah, I do a lot, man.
You just had a month off. You don't do a goddamn thing.
Nah.
Bro got his assistant. He got an assistant manager. I said, damn, the Army different.
I'm a logistics planner.
He rearranged offices. That nigga's an office assistant.
Google it.
When are the cabinets supposed to be? I ordered a dozen trash cans a week ago. I still haven't gotten this shipment.
No, seriously though, when you get a chance, just go on Google
and type in
Air Force 2G.
Well, I think of logistics, I feel like you work dispatch for 18 wheelers that be on 95.
Nah, that's what my brother bought to do though.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
Which one, the dreadhead?
Small, yeah.
Oh, he
ground transportation.
Oh, he gonna be driving a tank
bus driver.
So
18 wheelers, forklifts, shit like that.
So, I mean, that's good though, because he'll have
when
something.
He get out.
He should have a CDL by the time he gets.
He gonna get fat.
I told him that. I said he gonna have a bus driver ass.
Wait, what?
You free?
You going to jail now? Yeah.
Bus driver. That's ass. What? That was did your job automatically assume Juneteenth? Like, as a federal holiday right then?
No.
So you say, oh, next year. Yeah,
it's just like, they treat it just like Cinco de Mayo. They run a couple of ads, put certain stuff
y'all
on
had
sale.
Juneteenth ads?
Yeah.
They gonna put your face on the poster for Juneteenth next year, right in the front of the store.
Yeah.
That's cool.
They're gonna change your tie to a Kente Club tie. Yeah.
They're gonna make you hold a watermelon in one hand.
Great soda.
And chicken. You know, y'all got
No cap. Like, so I'm on Instagram. I was on the Shade Room, and like, I forgot what food blog it was, but they posted, like, oh, celebrate your Juneteenth. Here's this grilled watermelon. Mm-hmm. Recipe that we have. And I was just like,
the nerve.
Not only that, like, they had a black hand in the back just snuck in, like, it's reaching for them, like, watermelon.
That shit pissed me off.
How do you grill watermelon?
Hey, yo. Like,
I ain't never grilled no
I want to try it.
You do?
Call me what you want. I seen them grill marks. I want
to. You'll see it.
Whole time, they put that shit on the panini presses.
Well, it don't matter. I want to try it.
They can't put that on.
You think they put Larry's on it?
Salt probably.
Tagine.
Yeah,
chili powder.
Fucking Mexicans. Bro, what? I just don't understand.
My brother's ex-girlfriend, they used to throw shit like that on
Tagine.
And I just like,
Tagine.
That just looks disgusting.
Yeah. But yeah, Juneteenth, man. Like,
my job deserved it, like, off the gate.
So they give y'all that deal straight up?
Like extra gig?
Everybody or just the colored folks?
So,
the extra of course, gig. Everybody.
Everybody, but
does inclusive. Everybody deserve it?
So, like, now we didn't get it off, but they gave us like a holiday. We got holiday pay that day.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, so basically you get paid double. So you get paid time and a half plus that 8 hours.
There was a holiday, and there was a gay. I mean, there was a news article about a gay Juneteenth parade, right? The reason it made the news was because it said the event is free for all black people. And the white people that got to come, they got to pay $10 to get in to make sure it can stay free for the black people. Mm-hmm. How y'all feel about that?
What are we even talking about anymore? I just...
Why do I have to share my day?
Chill out.
I'm not even being funny. Like, why mix the two? Like, what was the purpose of mixing the two? Like,
I guess because it's Pride Month and...
Yeah, they got a
whole... That's not the question I was trying to get you to answer.
You knew that's what he was...
That's not the question I'm trying...
Why make the white people... All right,
I should have just left the gay part out of it. I'm just saying, why should...
The white people have to pay to go...
Yeah, like, do you think it was okay for white people to be charged to get into what's supposed to be a free event? But pretty much stating that it's okay. No, not saying that it's okay, but saying that black people won't get in free. If you white, you got to pay to get in. Yeah.
That's how they do it. That's at the places downtown. You gonna wear a hat? $20.
You gonna wear Nikes? Huh? What place you talking about?
I mean, just any place.
I'm just saying.
It's almost like reparations. Like, it's like I get what they were trying to go at, but it almost seemed as bad.
You think it was more so them trying to turn them away?
I think so. It's just that's how they do it. Clubs downtown, like they put these rules in place to make us not want to go there.
Get a certain.
You wear a hat. Oh yeah, you gotta pay $20. Oh, you wear a plain tee. Yeah, you can't come in. Yeah. Or you got ripped jeans. You can't come here. You got 42s on like Tony. You can't come in.
Tony ain't wore no 42.
Oh yeah, Rick Ross jeans.
Yeah.
44.
Yeah. You think that's okay, MJ?
I don't see the point. I really don't.
I don't see the problem.
I
mean, I get it, but like I said, I think this is just them deterring.
It's a deterrent is all it is, but...
Honestly, I just feel like white people are just going to go there and just misappropriate shit anyway.
Do a TikTok dance with y'all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's about the kente cloth to put on social media later.
That is burning him up. Look at his face.
Would you so say that? You wish,
so that means you wish there was still segregation?
Equal but separate. I have no issue with that.
True.
We had our own banks, grocery stores, schools, HBCUs.
So why do we get offended when a white place of business tried to deny us entry?
No, because the thing is, when segregation was going on, we were not equal.
No, not at all.
Gotcha.
So when it's not segregation, are we equal?
No. Oh. We'll probably never be equal.
We'll never be equal.
Not in our lifetime.
No. Unless we start whooping ass. but on some serious shit, it's just like that's
Justin,
just.
You white.
Look, in one place.
And to be honest with you, I think my issue, and I don't want to come off.
You're racist.
I'm not racist at all.
The bottom line.
You're prejudiced at a minimum.
I'm not prejudiced, and I'm not homophobic neither.
I didn't ask you that, but
but the point that I was trying to make was going in that direction. You know, I kind of envy the LGBT community. I kind of envy that community because when it comes to rights, they get more equal rights and get looked at, you know, more equally than the black community does. But I also know that that has a lot to do with the fact that that population is made up of white people as well.
It's because, like, so white men are the most protected men in the world.
For sure.
And
for sure. Yeah.
Oh, that's what you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
It was beautiful. But it, like, bro, don't gloat yourself. Like, yeah, but anyway, but they're the most protected man on this earth because they're the superior race and they're gay. So, I mean, and it's nothing we can do about it.
Yeah, there's nothing we can do about it. So, like I said, I know sometimes y'all might be like, man, he go left with that or whatnot. And it's not that. It burns, like MJ said earlier, it kind of burns me up in it. I'm envious of how they can get stuff moving in the right direction for their community and can get things passed for their community. And it seems like we can't get ourselves out of a wet, brown paper bag.
I also think we don't push hard enough compared to what they do.
The reason being is we get stuff like, here's a holiday for you. Yeah. And we're going to be satisfied for
that too. Yeah. Absolutely.
For X amount of time.
Absolutely.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, we don't push hard. Yeah. Like, they push for gay marriage and, like, they pushed and got it. Got it. You know what I mean? And little did they know, they shouldn't want to be married. Like, marriage is some shit. Like, some shit.
I literally heard that today. Dude I work with was like, yeah, it ain't it.
But like I was saying earlier,
you should not.
Like, I have a white gay coworker, and like we have to walk around eggshells around here, bro.
Wow.
We can't say do nothing too much, and like,
you thought I was just spit cup, didn't you?
It might get like, hey, that's an HR phone call waiting to happen.
The crazy thing is, like, how is that not a? It may not be creating a hostile work environment, but. Mm-hmm. It is not a healthy work environment. If you feel like you gotta,
I get what you're saying.
You know what I mean? You feel like you gotta, we all should be mindful of the things that we say. Don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? Like, if you feel like you gotta walk on eggshells.
So let me tell you a story the other day at work, okay. Right? So I'm talking with, you know, because mostly we got two females working, but it's like me and a couple of like the young guys. And I was telling them, like, look, and I know it's going to be kind of off the wall, but I was like, it's not a lot of the things better than wax white woman asshole.
Hold on. It's Dr. Umar.
Hey, yo. Look. Because I think I was like on Twitter or something. And
that's the white woman.
You know how Twitter be. You should be on Twitter and like you would just see assholes.
I don't.
You know what I'm talking about.
I mean things like that.
Yeah.
It's bleached.
Yeah, and I was like, it's not a lot that look better. And he walked in on it. So he was like, gross. Like, so then later on in the week, I'm talking to like my manager. I was telling him the story about like me swiping and seeing his boss on Tinder. He was like, what's Tinder? Because my boss has been out of the game for like 10 years.
Right.
It's a dating app. And I was like, it's just like, you know, Bumble. Hinge. He was like, oh, there's more? So I'm like, yeah, bro, it's like Tinder, Bumble, Hinge. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, bro, like, Grindr. I was like, bro. And I was like, but like, I can't say nothing because I just said something about white woman asshole 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, talk about your shit, bro. You know,
talking about your shit,
bro. I just like let him have it. He a good dude, though.
Yeah,
like he a good dude.
What?
You a little chuckle? Mm-hmm. Have y'all seen White Woman? I didn't like it. Man. It's June. It's June. I'm sorry. Yeah. I shouldn't be.
Save for the July episode.
Independence Day. Sparks.
Boy, I tell you. Powers. Scottie Pippen. Somebody enlightened me on.
He be real. You know, he got a book coming out in November. And I think that, I just thought about it. That's probably why he been. That's probably why he been. Yeah.
He probably about to snitch so good on MJ.
And everybody else.
He, you know, he, like, they said part of the book is him telling people, like, he not the real leader of the team I was.
Wow.
Hey, like MJ ain't the greatest basketball player to ever
touch a basketball.
Hey, they was lighting him up on Twitter. They was like, yeah, you're 13 points a game really.
Like, wow. Yeah, the only time you average over 20 points is when Mike wasn't gone. There. Yeah.
Okay. Matter of fact, it was, I think, the year that they went to the playoffs that Mike was gone. And they, I think they lost the first round.
Second round.
Yeah, because
and Scottie Pippen had the 10s on. I think he had the 10s on. Joint 10s on. And he pointed to the bottom. He was like, come back. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you on camera doing that.
Right.
Like,
so you was not the glue.
You also on camera being a hoe. Talking about you didn't want to go in the game. KD drew up a play for somebody better. That's what KD
for Tony
said.
Kukoc.
Yeah. KD was like, yeah, you the same nigga. He basically said, you the same nigga that that sat out of the game because the coach drew up a play for a better shooter than you. Yeah.
You know this KD sassy on the internet.
Bro, he real sassy.
That nigga is going to clap back.
Yeah. Oh, every single time.
He ain't got nothing to do right now.
Yeah, he
don't. But brush that fucking head.
He don't.
He's not doing that.
Bro, just cut it. He got to cut that.
Yeah, he needs somebody to, he said he curl spun the ball fade. I said this.
Well, that's carpet burn.
Yeah. Got him with carpet burn.
That nigga vicious.
Bro, like, and it's two bad spots, though. Like, yeah.
Easy
it's
money sniper.
Man. But no, y'all remember the offseason when he let his shit grow? That shit was even worse. Man, boy, like a cactus.
I'm doing my thing. Man. Yeah, I might cut my shit.
Goddamn,
the
Space Force have you niggas do anything, boy?
Air Force,
same bitch.
Air Force. I'm not a guardian.
When you leave?
July 11th. I come back August 8th.
4%.
I'm so tired of zooming you.
Yeah, Hawaii
gonna
be love.
It's gonna be love, bro. I ain't never been out there.
Yeah,
I bet a pack of cigarettes $42.
they said a Big Mac like $15.
Yo, look at everything. Imported. Stop the cap.
Big Mac combo.
$15? No, but they said because everything's imported, it's kind of crazy. Yeah. It's just like if it's not the like most expensive place to live, it's up there,
bro. It has to be because peak game, right? So when I was in Germany, my per diem was $117 a day.
God damn!
This is what we're paying for.
Fuck was y'all eating?
And I was out there for 8 months, so I made a nice little
just all food.
Right. So Hawaii, their per diem per day is like $326 a day. So, yeah, the cost of living is OD.
That's because they want you to funnel back the money into the system.
I knew a guy that was stationed out there, and then after he left after he left Hawaii, he came to Seymour Johnson, right? Motherfucker said, man, I had to get a part-time job. Motherfucker was working at Enterprise after work. Yes, bro. Yes. He was like, man, I was out there for 6 years. I got so used to the cola. Which is like extra pay you get because the cost of living is so high out there. He was like, the BAH was crazy out there. He was like, yeah, I got back to the States and Seymour Johnson, I think the BAH for us is only like $1,400. He was like, yeah, man, like, I had to get a part-time job. I said, that's crazy.
Yeah, life crazy, man.
Yeah.
Comes at your face.
Yeah, this is what we're paying our tax money. Mm-hmm. Yeah, y'all per diem. Y'all niggas don't eat a fucking MRE and leave me the fuck.
That's what the Army and Marines do.
Yeah, why the fuck you Space Force niggas gotta eat the top tier shit?
He about to be upset too. You better just stop disrespecting his game. Hey, go ahead.
You know Gordy.
You know Gordy.
Gordy.
Fucking nerd. Fucking nerd.
I hate y'all, man. Y'all bad for my mental health, man.
Do you think so? Or we better for your mental health? No, it's your home that's bad.
Chill, man.
Boy, I had to ask permission to get here. Like,
I had to get here. How
my niece doing?
She doing good, bro. She doing good, man.
14 already. That shit crazy. Shit wild, bro. But she was talking complete sentences when I seen her. I hadn't seen her in a while. Like, damn.
She all over the place.
She don't fuck with him. Remember he threw her rocks? Well, I did. I played. I said, he threw your rocks, baby. That's crazy. She said, yep.
Derrick Chauvin.
22 and a half.
Do you think that's about right? You think the sentencing was right?
Death penalty.
Wow.
I'm joking. He shouldn't get out, though. Ever.
I don't think he gonna make it.
Oh, they gonna keep him segregated like a mug.
Somebody should fuck him, though. At least. At least somebody fuck him. Like, that's all I ask. Like... At least fuck him. If you ain't gonna kill him, fuck him. Like, that's all I ask. Oh, my God. I'm what? What?
Is there a possibility for parole?
Bro, let's be real.
I'm sure. He'll probably do 22 and a half. He'll probably do 10, like 15. 12. Yeah. Somewhere between 12 and 15.
To be honest with you, I didn't expect more than 10. So I didn't, and even then, I think 10 was me being optimistic.
I thought the nigga was at home.
I was being optimistic with the 10.
I've been so absent from the world. Justin talking about you cheating the verdict. The sentencing.
Yeah. Like, what? I said, man, what happened? I said, nigga, it happened today. Like, yeah. I had to work all week. Who the fuck they got there? Like,
bro, I just.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they said the minimum that he could have got was 15. And the judge ended up giving him 22 and a half based on some, I think it was 3 aggravating factors. Uh-huh. And one of them was the fact that he killed a man in front of kids, mm-hmm. pretty much. And then, another aggravating factor was that he was like a public servant because he was mm-hmm. a police officer and whatnot. And he violated the trust of the community or something like that. So,
but thanks.
I think the max he could have got was like 75.
Yeah. So, and come on.
I knew that one.
I honestly feel like what's going to happen is once the heat dies down, let's just say none of us get killed by cops in the next year or two.
That's not 45 minutes.
I know, but yeah. I'm just saying, let's just say.
In the next 45 minutes.
Yeah, let's just say that doesn't happen in the next like couple years. He's going to file like an appeal. Cause the heat is up, they had. I'm not saying they had to do this, but let's be real. They had to do this. But you know what I mean? He was the sacrificial lamb. And I feel like once the heat dies down, he's probably just like this little bitch in Texas that went in the wrong apartment and killed the nigga.
Yeah. Hey, what's up with Shotta that pulled the gun instead of?
I'm still waiting on that. I don't think she'd been to trial yet.
Nah, she been at work.
I hope not.
Protect the insurer.
Yeah.
Nah, she work at the University of Minnesota or something.
Yeah, I just feel like Derek Chauvin gonna come back as a loss prevention officer at Ross.
Excuse me, sir. Hey, can you put those size 15s back? I'm like Ross shoes all of this big, bro.
Yeah, they
all chair size. Your feet.
Because you were a size fucking 6 like a bitch.
He easily got the smallest foot.
Yeah, I ain't going to talk about the 3,000 Derek spent on sneakers.
Then put music to his box reveal.
And won't buy a ring. But that's not. That's a conversation for a different name.
They probably already had that conversation.
Yeah.
Wow.
How you know I
didn't? He had to buy her a pair, I'm sure of it. Or two.
Yeah, bro, I got her. I told you what I got her.
Yeah.
A new breed.
That makes sense, actually. Now I'll talk about that after the show.
Y'all not coming to the cookout, are you?
What cookout?
What's coming up? Uncle Cliff.
Oh. I told y'all I finished it. Did I tell y'all I finished it?
No.
Yeah, I finished it. I love that show, bro. It's going down at the Pink.
Is it coming back? Is it?
I hope so. I love that fucking show.
Yeah, he's just like the
light skinned girl.
Gay sex.
That was the only part that was kind of weird to me.
The gay sex. Sure.
Yeah, but not really the gay sex part. But it's like because the old what's the rapper nigga name? Young Murda or whatever.
Yeah.
C Murda.
Is it Seymour?
Little Murder. And like towards the end, like he was trying to be just a gay nigga, like you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then he was like, oh, I got a rap career.
Yeah.
I gotta salvage this. I can't. Like, bro, live me your truth, bro.
Yeah.
Live me your truth, bro. Be a gay rapper. He was fine too. He had some shit now.
Shit he had with Mercedes.
That's crazy. It's like that's like bro from the Raiders.
How we forget that?
Yeah.
Let's really talk about that, all right?
Okay.
So
you wait till you're 10 years in.
It ain't been that long. He only been in the league like 4 years.
Okay.
He been passed around the league already. He has. Is it his third team? That's all I'm saying, bro. It was his third team.
Okay.
And I do feel like he just came out at the right time.
My 8% ain't gonna be shit.
No, I'm just being
honest. What was the right time?
No, I'm saying, because think about when Michael Sam came out.
Before the draft.
Not that. I'm talking about the time period.
The
area.
The month. That is June. What are you talking about?
No, he came out in 2013 instead of 2021.
Okay. Has it been that long?
Yes.
Yeah, it only took them 7 years to get their freedom.
It took us 1,800 years.
Well, look. This nigga black hurt. Earlier he said, I'm envious. I envy.
Yeah. Oh, but now, did y'all see bro coming out video?
Hey, y'all. I'm gay.
I'm like, it's cool, but it's just like, it was just like one of them things. Like, the next day, he the highest selling jersey in the NFL.
I would love to have a private conversation with Shannon Sharp. Did you see him talking Skip. About him?
Skip. What do you say?
Nah, he was like, you know, I'm happy for him, and you know.
What else can you say? He's on fucking TV.
Exactly.
You think he ain't gonna fuck up that
bad? I mean, cause Skip already made $15 million a year, and I know who's standing not seeing that.
Skip making $15 million?
Yeah, that's how you think they got that nigga? So they got him to Fox for $5 million a year.
And then when it's time to re up his contract,
yeah, cause about to go back to First Take.
Yeah, they offered more money.
Yeah.
The dude who created Cold Pizza and First Take is the creator Undisputed.
Yeah,
that's why Skip went in.
I don't know if you remember, a lot of them niggas on Fox was on ESPN for the longest.
Yeah, ESPN had that's let everybody go at one point.
No, niggas was getting that bag from Fox.
From Fox, yeah. Fox was
only one that really, only ones that really got let go. Marcellus Wiley got let go.
Yeah,
Colin Coward or whatever you say name. He got let go.
Yeah.
Because he was the first one over there.
Yeah. Jason Whitlock definitely got let go.
Yeah, he's horrible.
Because he said some fuck shit about black people.
I ain't seen her in a minute. Is Carrie Champion still on ESPN?
I don't think so.
Because I've been seeing her on IG.
She's not.
She ain't.
She might have been one of them guys got let go.
Because, I know, and I also know she do
a podcast.
With, what you call it? Jemele Hill sometimes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Jemele Hill got her ass let go, and I don't think nobody want to sign her no more.
It's because she vocal.
Yeah, she won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She sued, well, I'm not going to say she sued ESPN, but they gave her, a settlement for,
she cool.
For going away, too. Nah,
but she it was always, wrong timing for her.
Yeah. And then, Michael Smith. They let him go, too. I ain't seen him in a long time.
Thank God. I got tired of him.
I like Michael Smith.
He was very monotone and boring to me.
Yeah, he doing newspaper sketches now.
Yeah. When them,
he Aaron Magruder.
That nigga doing Boondocks.
When them two were hosting SportsCenter at primetime,
that
at
was
six.
That was so fucking horrible.
It was terrible.
So, the thing is, they were made for noon. They weren't made for six.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, you look at it, you're like, all right, yeah, we got Jemele Hill and Michael Smith, He got some representation, but I hate to say it.
They weren't Stuart Scott.
Oh, nobody ever be Stuart Scott.
He
made ESPN.
Yeah, he might be. Yeah.
Him.
Stan Verrett, Scott Van Pelt. Yep.
It's just even not on ESPN, but what's old buddy that do the TNT pregame joint? Ernie Johnson.
Yeah.
To me, he's the glue of that whole... Yeah. Yeah, Charles Barkley came.
Charles Barkley said he only doing 2 more years after his contract. He done because of cancer culture.
Yeah, because he says anything. I fuck with Charles because he's staying by what he say. Mm-hmm. How about you? If you ever play 2K, he the only one that's not up there.
Him and Reggie Miller.
Yeah,
y'all not gonna tell that nigga what he can or cannot say.
Y'all like Kendrick Perkins?
No,
he don't bother me none.
He's out like he's eating a sandwich all the time.
They need to replace Charles Barkley with Kwame Brown.
I don't think they're ready for that.
And the show got to be moved to HBO.
Yeah. they might have a first sports show on Stars. I love it.
Me too.
I love it.
Great entertainment.
Because great. They them niggas sassy and spicy. This nigga just
country.
It's
raw. That man was on the farm in South Carolina, minding his business, and then fuck with him.
And I really feel like he'll fuck all of them up except for Steven Jackson.
When I log on to IG, Steven
Jackson fought a crowd.
When I log on to IG, it's three people I go and search for. Plies. Every time I log on. Nah, not Plies no more. Kevin Samuels.
Yeah.
Kwame Brown. And
the Shade Room.
Nah, not the Shade
Room.
Money bag. Mafia. He hilarious. God
damn it, Bill. Don't get to the bartender.
Yeah.
Them three niggas?
Bruh.
Like, Country Wayne honorable mention.
I
like his skin.
Yeah, he can.
Damn.
Like, if we were to get banned from Instagram, I'd be fine. But Kevin Samuels, on the other hand, he's getting a little out of hand.
Hey, listen.
I'm up. He told me to pay for everything.
Yeah, he said, man should pay for everything.
No. Boy, fuck you.
I mean, if
you're. Girl, fuck you, whatever you want
to
be.
If you're in the position to, then, I mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. But if you want you want me to pay the mortgage, all the utilities and everything and like that that come with it, yeah.
So,
we gonna be living in a trailer.
That's some nice trailers, bro.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Double
wide.
What they call
somebody
them?
Somebody told us that.
What they call them joints that MJ got that they rolled to the plot and then put them together?
An RV.
Yeah. Somebody on Twitter said that shit come with three passes a week. You want me to pay for everything? I get three free passes a week.
Mm-hmm. But that goes back to what I said like 2 years ago. I said if you make more money than your spouse, they should shut the fuck up.
So is that the same if you were the one making less money?
I'm gonna shut the fuck up,
and she can go fuck whoever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, absolutely.
It depends on what. It depends on how much she's making.
Like she made like $80,000.
No, she needs to shut the fuck up. If she makes $800,000, do what you want to do, baby. I might even shout you off when you get off. Hey, come back, baby. I'll wipe you. Milk bath?
Yeah.
All right, be out. DJ, be out. I might need to start drinking that, bro. My stomach ain't
right. Yeah, I need that house Wayne was talking about.
Shit, 10 bathrooms.
Somebody said 3 minutes after it got in, it started looking like oat milk.
Oh,
I don't know what that meant. But.
Oat milk. I know exactly what it meant. Yeah. Boy, lip like oat milk. Hey, but now, Kevin Samuels was like, I like him because he humble people.
He's zesty.
He very zesty. You seen his vision when he was in the gym? Is he really?
Yeah, he one of y'all.
Yeah, he a cow.
Oh, I thought you were talking about.
Yeah, he a newt.
Yeah. Watch him out, dude.
Oh, I seen him break a cane.
What do you got to do with
this? Exactly. Oh, you seen him break a cane.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. What little baby be saying in them songs? Yeah, when shit get hot.
So do you think Kevin Samuels is misogynistic?
No.
Okay.
He because I feel like he get equal punishment to everybody.
Okay.
Like if you a fat bitch, he gonna tell you a fat bitch. If you a fat nigga, he gonna tell you a fat nigga.
And I have heard him say that.
Mm-hmm. He said
you 5'7", 285 pounds. Oh, you was a fat fuck.
Make $800 a month.
Yeah.
You a fat fuck.
Yeah, you a fat fuck. Yeah. Told one girl, he said, You 5'7", 220 pounds. You the same size as Emmitt Smith. Niggas don't know if they approach you or go through the A gap. Like, yeah. He smoke goes to everybody.
Yeah.
But also that's y'all fault for going up there. Why go up there?
That's my thought too. Like, you know how this nigga is, yet you still click that button, request to join his live.
That's how we niggas go on Drewski shit. Like, you why'd you go up there, bro?
What's his label called?
Almost Signed Records or something.
Can't.
That should be funny though.
When he told the nigga to put the camera like this and bring his shit, together, I said, yo, like you knew better than that. Cause I would have flushed the toilet on the line.
Hey, no, he had one nigga up there. I think it was the same one. He was like, "Yo, you got a chrome hard on?" He was like, "Let me see the front of the steering wheel." Nigga was in a Honda Civic.
Yeah,
could have been.
Could have been records. Yeah, could have been. Yeah. Nigga said, "You would die for this shit. You give your life for this shit, nigga." All right, let me hear some bars. Let me hear some.
You said killer.
What do you mean by that?
Hey, can I ask you a question, Chad?
Sure, Derek.
Because you probably got the inside scoop. When Drew's going to drop the certified level?
Okay. Board, I was waiting for somebody to ask me. I was waiting for somebody to ask. For some oval. It's coming.
I think he gonna make us wait till around October.
So no, the battle rap show I watched the other day, he was up there. He said my album be out by the time the summer over.
Yeah, summer is what, September? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I give him August.
I got a track list. He asked me to help put the songs
in all the shit.
Yeah.
Okay. What's your favorite album this year?
Who he got up there?
Ooh, favorite album this year. I want to be biased and say Cole so far, but
it was amazing.
You said what?
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
People saying Tyler shit better than his.
Tyler shit threw me for surprise because I'm not a Tyler the Creator fan. But I'm saying before Earthquake, I didn't listen to a lot of Tyler Creator music.
Jay-Z, you ever heard it? Viking? Mm-mm. Amazing.
But Tyler shit is like that, man.
You think it's better than Cole shit?
Nah, I wouldn't say it's better than Cole. But at the same time, you can't ask me that because Cole is probably, if not my favorite rapper, he's top two for sure.
I still don't think Cole out better than My Turn from last year.
You talking about Lil Baby? Mm-hmm. Bro, Lil Baby, that album was a classic.
And you know what's crazy? Lil Baby still ain't missed yet. He did miss with that whole Dirk album, did you listen to that? Listen to that?
Which one?
Him and Dirk album?
Yeah.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I
like the first half of it. I thought he got slow.
Yeah, Dirk the voice and Baby the hero.
Hey, yo, Thug been on bullshit lately. So I don't know if y'all been listening to Thug lately. Thug been spitting lately.
He's supposed to be dropping something soon.
Shit. Thank God.
Moneybag album is a favorite of mine.
Yeah, Waukesha
Did Savage Mode 2 drop this year?
It was last year. It was early last year.
Too. Okay.
How you say that nigga name? Giveon? Whatever.
Giveon.
That album tough.
Yeah, I'm good.
Pooh shit was
straight. Dumb
and Dumb 2 was good.
Black, you like Giveon album.
I heard a couple of his songs and I liked them, but I ain't listened to the whole joint. Young Blue album won't bad.
Yeah, and Giveon album is better than that.
Okay.
I'm good on that.
Culture 3 was good.
Why you gotta be so hard?
Papa
Was it because you light skinned?
No.
And wear glasses, you be like, yeah, I prove yourself.
Why do you like a truck driver?
I'm just saying, man. Why you don't listen to slow jams?
I do. I just don't like R&B this day and age. You know what I mean? A lot of them come and go.
So I feel like with R&B this age, you're not going to get that Avant, Brian McKnight.
You won't even get the Trey songs and Usher feel.
Yeah.
I
feel like Trey songs not even like Trey songs was when he first came.
That's what I'm saying. Like
he still made music.
Yeah.
I thought he was just an actress now. Actor.
But I feel Trey Songz is the last back. R&B. Yeah.
Well, you got Brent Fires.
I put Giveon in the same exact bucket.
Okay. Voice wise, I love those two people, y'all. I love their voice. I just don't have an interest in listening to their music.
It's like
Jeremiah, you like him.
I love Jeremiah. And that was also probably the last R&B album I really liked.
Okay.
You remember we blasted that R&B album crazy.
I still listen to Jeremiah. Still in rotation.
Well, yeah.
What was that? Present day. They came out our senior year, right?
What?
You talking about Late Nights or what was it called?
So you talking about Late Nights the mixtape. We're talking about Late Nights the album.
Mm-hmm.
The Late Nights the mixtape, that was our senior year. Yeah. That had Rosa Acosta.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Bro, I've been listening to Rosa Acosta lately.
And then that little four
Something
song.
To Sleep.
Something to Sleep, yeah.
Something to Sleep, a classic. Mm-hmm. But I like Jeremiah.
Yeah.
But I just feel like that's the last little wave of R&B that I would probably the new niggas I like their voice. It's just if Frank put out something, I'll listen.
Oh yeah, definitely listen to Frank.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That's about as far as it's gonna get. I was telling somebody today, Chanel is so bisexual, but I love it, that it's fucking
bisexual
song.
As hell, but
boy said go both ways like Chanel. You know that
I see both sides like Chanel, yeah. That's crazy. Bruh. But even if you think about it, like Forrest Gump is probably his gayest song, but it's clever.
I don't care.
It's clever how he correlated the song and the lyrics to the actual movie Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Or yeah, that was the name of the movie, right? Yeah. Yeah.
You were in it. How do you not know?
Bubba Gump.
Barbecue shrimp.
Yeah. Nice. He was like, you know, he said, I'm out here head first. Probably get the head first. Mm-hmm. I was like, he's a freak. Yeah, like, but kind of stuff you when it comes to, like, writing, yeah. voice, man, nobody touching Frank, bro. And that's, like, that's
all I say Dream probably give him a run for his money.
But he can't really sing for real.
Nah. When it comes to singing, yeah, I would put Frank above Dream.
He, like...
You think Dream about like, writing in Neo?
I'll take Frank over both of them, honestly.
Right? This nigga Frank said.
Neo make a hit. He'll write a hit.
That
nigga Frank said, my guy pretty like a girl. Ain't got five stories to tell.
Yeah.
See both sides. Sounds like Chanel.
Yeah. See on both sides. Like, yeah. He was talking shit. And then, like, I was singing solo early. Hand me a towel, I'm dirty dancing by myself. Going up to, you know what I'm talking about.
We played that album.
That's two grown ass gangsta ass niggas in our little apartment. Hand me a towel, I'm dirty dancing by myself.
HT, y'all HT. Homo thug.
Yeah, boy tired.
Yeah.
Like,
Forrest Whitaker coming up.
Yeah. Now your left eye closed.
Almost.
Yeah.
He sleep here. Definitely gonna show you something.
Right, if you wake up to it, no, a sticky spot there.
Like, Black, welcome back, man. No, MJ. Back, man.
Black sound like a slave. Looking too, trust me.
All right, y'all be blessed and have a good night. Bye bye. See you later.
Alligator.
Adios.
After a while.
Crack a smile.
I heard that on.
Say a joke. Do some coke.